Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Can I just give a quick shout out to Telstra?
Please do.
Telstra.
Mm. Okay, yes.
I hadn't even thought of this until just moments ago.
Oh, could have helped, you know, maybe.
No. I got a text message from Telstra the other day, and they said, you've had 10 gig of data on your mobile plan, but now you're going to have 40 for free every month. And I thought, that's good, but I'm not even going to use it. The only thing I can think of to download more of, Bridge and Spider podcast.
I see what you did there. Aww.
So I might just download them all automatically just to use up my data because that's the only thing I can use
Isn't that lovely?
That's like, nice of them though. Telstra giving you something for free. They'll win somehow.
There you go. 5G. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
they'll
5G.
They'll suck you in with that 5G.
I can't
5G
wait.
Cannot wait for 5G.
I'll get 5G as soon as I can.
That's all right. That's so fine. Fry you, bro.
Anyway, you know what? A lot of dramas in Australian sport at the moment. Swimming under the pump. We're going to have a chat to Libby Trickett, one of our great girls of swimming, because swimming, we were known around the world as just absolutely best swimmers in the world.
Yeah.
And now they've been, I think they've been let down over the last probably nearly decade.
But we're the laughing stock right now.
Yeah.
With these drug allegations and doping and whatever. Speaking of being a dope, me, I put my hand up, I test positive to being a dope. No, I injured myself.
A, B, C and D sample.
I injured myself on holidays. And
what do you mean?
It's just stupid.
Were you doing wedding prep sitting at home?
Yeah. Honestly, it involves sitting at home. That's how old I am
now.
Okay. Ridiculous.
All right. And we'll take your seriously good stories as well on school camps that didn't quite meet expectations.
Oh, well, I saw one that was going up to like a local school here on the Gold Coast out at Winton. The kids weren't overly impressed. 15 hours on a bus. Sitting next to schoolmates.
No Wi-Fi, nothing.
No Wi-Fi, no phones, no 40 gig there.
Oh, no.
Anyway, big podcast with Bridge and Spider starts now. A seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. And we've got $200 up for grabs right now thanks to Barista Brothers talking school excursions that maybe didn't live up to expectations. I just remembered I went to Parliament House in Canberra one time. And we had a muesli bar and a juice. I remember that.
It's edumacational.
I don't know what else we did there. But
I know that's
we
what I mean.
Wheeled in, dropped off, and there you go.
And that's what I'm like. I was just travelling out outback Queensland. Recommend it to everyone. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it, but I'm a little bit older, so I'm into certain things. And there's a school camp there from AB Patterson here locally.
That's great, though. I think it's a good camp.
No Wi-Fi, no phone reception, and the kids walking around the Stockman Hall of Fame, which I don't know if they're really that interested in. And they had little pieces of paper and their little hats on, making sure they did all the work. But,
cute. Yeah,
they weren't getting much done. Rob McLeod, have you had a camp that didn't live up to expectations?
Yeah, went to a place called Rummery Park, which is out.
Sounds
in the,
good.
Yeah, it was a bush bash, and we were told not to go into the water as it was full of leeches. We were all sitting on a log over Cedar Creek, somebody pushed me into the water.
No!
And I got out of the water looking like I'd grown all these hairy grubs on the bottom of my ankles. They were full of leeches.
Oh, wow. Memories.
Hey, Rebecca's in Narang. Have you got a memory for us? What was your school camp?
It was a girl guide camp, and we were about, 12, I think. And we had those old army tents with the canvas and no floors.
Yeah.
They're horrible, absolutely horrible. It rained for about, we were there for 10 days and the first 5 or 6 days it just poured down.
Oh, no.
We had to dig trenches around the back of our tent, and me and a couple of girlfriends, we were so hungry that we started stealing girl guide badges out of the shop so that we could resell them from our tent so that we could get chocolate.
That's entrepreneurial. That's
awesome. Building.
We did get caught and we were in lots of trouble, but I still have the sleeping bag from that tent.
Oh.
From that tent.
Yeah, does it smell?
And it still got the mould in it, like the stains of the mould.
You got to let go. Yeah.
It was really bad.
It sounds
thanks,
bad.
Rebecca. Yeah, I think
that's
you've got to
heavy.
You've got to let go.
Wow. All right, I got Andrew in Palm Beach. What happened? The worst camp you went on at school?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, I did an under-13 soccer camp to Maggie Island. I used to live in Townsville.
Yes.
And we were hanging out at Picnic Bay there and being under-13 kids. Kids get light fingers when they go into sunglass shops, so we found out. Next thing, paddy wagon pulls up, the shop owner and rang up and says someone has stolen a pair of Lespec sunglasses. next thing, 13 kids in the back of a paddy wagon and folks in the front. Take us to the picnic plate cop shop, give us a rundown, we give the sunglasses back. Our soccer coach was only about 19 at the date at that time. Makes us walk all the way back to Horseshoe Bay, which is 9 kilometres. On the way back, we're like, nah, it's getting dark. Let's just go sleep on the beach. So we've got our little backpacks and that. We end up in a cave in the rocks and we're all huddled in there sleeping. The tide come in. So we are all saturated, under 13, and we're trying to light a fire on the beach with an aerosol can and wet wood. Worst trip ever had.
Best story ever.
You're on fire.
Tell you what, mate, here's $200 cash. You can go get a hotel room next time.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Andrew. The biggest story in Australia at the moment, I think it's fair to say, Spider, involves Australian swimming.
Yeah, really disappointing at the moment. Shayna Jack, Australian swimmer, has been tested positive to a banned substance. Both the A and B samples have been tested. Both have been come back positive.
And
so,
the P sample.
Yep. So now she's going to have to face the committee and find out what the actions are going to be from here on in. But joining us right now is one of the greats of Australian swimming. When you talk about greats, four-time Olympic gold medalist, 5 Commonwealth golds, and plenty of other medals too. Libby Trickett joins us right now. Good morning, Libby. And can I get you... Look at that, even a round of applause.
Good
look
morning,
at that.
Look at that.
OAM, you know, got so much behind your name. But can I ask, when you heard this name, when you heard this, were you disappointed?
Yes. In terms of time, not that there's ever a good time for this sort of situation to occur, but in terms of timing, it is just the most unfortunate set of events that possibly ever could have transpired. Like with Mac Horton on night one of competition, taking a stand against Sun Yang and obviously yeah. the doping situation that's happening and occurring in that. For it to come out during the championships that obviously Shayna Jack has returned a positive sample is just, yeah, it's incredibly disappointing and just such a shame for swimming in Australia because we were in the news for kind of quite a positive thing. We were doing so well in the pool, you know, the athletes were behaving in such a way. Obviously, it was a bit controversial what Mac did, but for the most part, I think people were very supportive. And then this to come out on, you know, the final days of competition was, yeah, incredibly sad, to be honest.
I think the way it's been handled too, that's the problem that we've all got. Mm. And here's the CEO of Swim Australia on the news last night.
What has happened is embarrassing. It is bitterly disappointing. Mm.
I think the fact they made Kate Campbell talk on behalf of Swim Australia, how would you feel, Libby? If you were in that position, they said, you get up front and you talk about a situation that no one really knows about.
Yeah, look, you're exactly right. I think it was mishandled by Swimming Australia, unfortunately. I don't disagree with probably the idea that they wanted to wait until after the championships to allow it to, I don't know, to allow the athletes just to do what they needed to do so they could just focus on their performances rather than having this situation sort of hanging over their heads and probably constantly being asked about it during competition. However, once it came out, and who knows how that got leaked, but obviously it did prior to competition ending, they needed to step up and just front the media as soon as possible and to allow the athletes to then bear the brunt of the situation, which I'm sure they probably didn't have all of the facts and information that we're starting to see and understand now. That's a disappointing fact. Like, you know, either Yarko, the Swimming Australia head coach, or Lee Russell, the CEO, should have come out immediately and started to try and take control of the situation for sure.
Yeah, well, Libby, look, we were respected around the world for our swimming, and you've been in there, you've trained and, competed with a lot of these people I'm about to mention. But when you look back as far as the Stilnock saga, you got Nick Darcy, you had Mac the other day. But when you look at it, we are respected around the world for our swimming. And
yes.
Do you think the last generation has let us down?
It's been one controversy after another. It feels like this swimming, and it really feels like the actual swimming performances haven't been allowed to speak for themselves, which I think for so long in our country they were.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that we haven't continued to perform. We have, but there's been super suits and, the whole London saga and, Nick Darcy in 2008. It was just, it feels like it's been one thing after another, and that is disappointing. And can I just say that, the situation with Shayna is obviously disappointing. It's a real shame and sort of a tarnish for Swimming Australia. That's not to say that there isn't a reason. There very possibly could have been a tainted substance that she ingested accidentally. We don't know those facts until
Is it possible, Lib, that she could have accidentally taken this?
Just fallen over and fell into her mouth.
Is it possible?
Well, look, it's not so much that it just fell into her mouth.
Come
on, not be a situation like Shane Warne where he just had that orange juice in the fridge or something.
From his mum. Sean Young said, here's a couple of peanut M&Ms, try one of these.
look, exactly right. Like that probably that situation is not possible, but there is unfortunately situations where supplements are tainted with banned substances, and that there's a situation, I think, in America where that situation actually has happened. So I'm always of the mindset that it's innocent until proven guilty. Obviously the positive samples are not a good look. But she does need to go through the trial and the court of arbitration with Fina and Asada to work out what happens from here. And I just hope it's resolved quickly. Yeah. I hope it's resolved quickly for not only Shayna, who is actually a very lovely young woman.
I'm sure she is.
But it's a terrible situation to be in, for sure.
We know that Ben has all of a sudden started following her on Instagram because she's a beautiful woman.
But I needed to know what was happening.
Terrific. Yeah. Thank you so much. We know media is hounding you, but you're giving us the exclusive today. I've got to, all you have to do to see if you're positive or negative, if you can beat a Chinese swimmer in an arm wrestle, you're positive. That's all they should do. Yeah. And then you race and everyone can get it over and done with. Libby, thank you.
Good on you, Lib.
Look, it's great having a break. Sleeping in, well, I do anyway. I'm a night owl, staying up late, sleeping in. Going to the beach a lot.
Yeah.
Planning the wedding, that's a whole different story.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't scratched the surface there.
We have not scratched the surface there. Trust me.
It's going to be easy, quote unquote.
Seriously. Anyway, that's a whole other drama. But I did an injury on my holiday.
An injury.
Yeah, I was actually quite sick last week.
Was it a paper cut from doing wedding invitations?
Oh, stop it. Actually, yes, my tongue.
How do you get a sore tongue?
I'm licking the envelopes.
Oh, okay.
I licked the envelopes. So I was like, that was stupid. I had to lick so many envelopes till 2 in the morning one morning. Anyway, that's a whole other story. That was so annoying. Seriously, I had no saliva left. I had all this weird fuzzy crap on my tongue. And anyway, but I did an injury.
Oh, what do you mean?
I did a marathon.
You did a what?
I did a marathon on my holidays.
I didn't know there was one on.
I did.
You did a marathon.
And I really hurt myself. I hurt my neck and I absolutely killed my shoulder. I did a streaming marathon on Stan. The spin-off of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. It's the best show, Better Call Saul. And it's really good. It's the spin-off. He's a character on Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And I wanted to watch it for a long time. I thought, you know what, I've got time. Not really going anywhere on holidays. And you know you're getting old when you fall asleep on your Jason recliner and you do the grandpa snooze when you're trying to watch a marathon.
Yeah.
And that's my injury. So I fell asleep in an awkward position and completely strained my neck and back. So
I did
the full grandpa, and so my head was the wrong way, wrong side, head down. I was in bed with a migraine for 2 whole days. 2 whole days because of a marathon watching Stan.
Are you all right?
Well, you just know when you're getting old.
Yeah.
You're like, shiver, I don't have to go to the doctor, but I think the prescription is don't watch television for 2 days. What an idiot. What an absolute fool.